Okay, chaver. So we're on Kuf Gimel Amir Aleph, and in the Mishnah we saw that if you write Shtei Osios Bein Bimino Bein Bismolo, you're going to be Chayev. And the Gemara raises the question. I understand that you're Chayev Ayamin because that's the normal way to write. Ela Asmol, why are you going to be Chayev? Ein Derech Ksiva B'Kach. So the Gemara answers, Oh, Amir Rabbi Yirmiyah Be'Iter Yad. And we're talking about a lefty. By the way, the Meiri over here quotes that this is the discussion throughout Shas about all halachos, all mitzvos, all dinim that have to be done with the right hand. How does a lefty do it? If you're a lefty, how do you shake your lulav? Right? We assume that the three mitzvos, the lulav, hadasim, and aravos, go in the right hand, and the one mitzvah or the one object goes in the left hand. Well, if you're a lefty, what do you do?
Left hand.
Left hand, right? That's the way you generally do. That's all in the Meiri over here. But at this point in the Gemara says, oh, we're talking about a lefty, and therefore you're going to be chayiv on the left hand. So, if you're a lefty, so your left hand is the right hand. Right? So the Gemara answers, and then, Abaya answers that we're talking about a sholeit b'shtei yadav, someone who uses both hands, what we call ambidextrous. We pointed out towards the end of Shir last time that there's a machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam about how to understand sholeit b'shtei yadav. The Ritva says that sholeit b'shtei yadav means that you use both hands, right? And you use each hand a little bit. Sholeit b'shtei yadav means you have some use of both hands. And therefore I'm going to be chayiv, whether I write in the right hand or the left hand, because my writing with the left hand is also writing. It might not be as neat and as clean as my writing with the right hand, but that's good enough according to the Ritva. Maimonides, however, writes that sholei pishtei yadav is sholei pishtei yadav b'shaveh, no? That you use both hands equally. And that would mean that according to the Rambam, if I write with my right hand usually and not with my left hand, and my left-handed writing is not as good, so therefore I'm going to be putter if I write with my left hand, no?
But the Ritva still says that you're writing with a stronger hand. Like, that's still a pretty high threshold of what using it sometimes means.
The Ritva is saying that I write with my right hand in general, but I do some writing with my left hand. But the fact that I will write with my left hand sometimes, according to Ritva, that's enough that I'm called a sholeit b'shtei yadav. I'm not sholeit yafe b'shteihem, right? The way the Ritva writes it, you are, I think, sensitive to one point in the Ritva. The Ritva writes, "Hakamashan shafil inu sholeit legamrei ba'achas mehen, v'rov malachos osa ba'acheres." Right? It sounds like, from that definition, that most activities I do with the other hand. Nonetheless, kim shasholeit af bezu, v'kosev olifa'amim malacha ki urcha chashiva. It's considered a normal malacha, right? Because sometimes I write with the left hand. Now, you get the impression from the Ritva that we have this case sometimes, like men wear tefillin on the weaker hand. How do I define what's the stronger hand, what's the weaker hand?
Ksiva is it achila?
What?
Is it ksiva and achila? No? Okay.
Achila?
Ksiva? Like
ksiva, writing.
And I thought achila.
So, ksiva is quoted there in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Chavzayin Lamed Beis. Ksiva, the hand that I write with, and that's because of the equation between, in the psukim of Tefillin, says, ukesavtem, ukeshartem, no? They're both there, like in the Kriya Shema. Let's say, however, you have somebody who does certain activities with the left hand and other activities with the right hand. Let's say I write with my right hand, but when I throw a ball, I throw it lefty. When I play baseball, I bat left. Actually, batting lefty has like no raya to anything. No, whether you bat righty or bat lefty, just depends on which side of the plate you like to stand on. Correct? I don't think that shows anything about the strength. Is that correct?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it shows. I don't think. But I mean, the hand that I shoot my hockey stick with actually indicates a stronger hand for the Canadians among us, right? Because my lower hand is where I get the wrist action to make the puck really move. No? I think this is pretty obvious, right? Baseball, hitting, you use both hands pretty much to move. Tennis. Right? Tennis, you usually have one hand that's a stronger hand, one hand that's a weaker hand, and many tennis players prefer using a backhand of their stronger hand rather than a forehand of their weaker hand. No? So, how do I judge which hand is my stronger hand, which hand is my weaker hand? It's not at all pashut. There is, in Shulchan Aruch, we assume right hand, the hand that I write with is my stronger hand. That's in Hilchos Tefillin. Nonetheless, there, it's not abundantly clear, and the poskim speak about someone who does all of his activities with the left hand and writes with the right hand. And I remember I had a kid in camp who was like this, and he used to wear tefillin on his left hand during davening, and after davening, he'd switch and put the tefillin on his right arm, right? Because he was halachically questionable about which hand it is. That same ambiguity, I'm not sure if this is what Atara meant, or I'm like making more out of it, but in the Ritva, first he speaks about Rov Malachos, then he speaks about Kosev Af Bezu. So are we talking about what I write with, or am I talking about what you do? That ambiguity exists in the Ritva. Good. So what we tried to argue last time is as follows. The Ritva, who says that if I do an activity sometimes with my left hand, so then I am called a sholeit b'shtei yadov, that would mean l'cha'ora that this is not considered, that the halacha of writing with my left hand is a din of a shinui, and because I sometimes do it with my other hand, it's not called a shinui. To be a shinui means it's something that's really unusual. If on occasion I do this activity, or I write, let's say, with my left hand, so it's not really a shinui, then I'm called a sholeit b'shtei yadov. However, the Rambam might be coming from a purist perspective, and the Rambam might be saying, listen, the halacha of writing is only when you write with the yad yamin. Writing with the yad small is halachically not called writing. The halacha defines writing as being an activity that's done with the right hand. Adkan. Memelo, the only time I'm going to be chayiv if I write with both hands is if I am sholeit b'shtei yadov b'shaveh. That would mean that according to the Rambam, the definition of ksiva b'smol is that ksiva b'smol is not called ksiva. As opposed to the Ritva, who would say that ksiva b'smol is ksiva, albeit with a shinui. You get this impression. Actually, I don't have it here. I decided to cheat and bring fewer sperm tonight. But if you look in the Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam here, the Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam, maybe one of you wants to read it, maybe not, but the Perish HaMishnah of the Rambam over here writes that ksiva b'smol, he has an expression to the effect of it's not called ksiva, it's not called writing, no? The Rambam does not sound like it's a shinui, but the Rambam sounds like it is not writing at all. That's the impression that you get from the Rambam. And, okay. Right, so it's Machlokas Rambam and Ritva, whether it's a shinui, whether it is not writing at all. Sophia.
I mean, we asked this last year, but I just want to clarify for myself, because I don't remember. But if I'm a lefty and I write with the left hand, like, that's my...
That left hand is your right hand. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah. Right? That's Beferish in the Gemara. Right? Lehave smodi de ki mindikuliyama. Right? Oh. Now, this question as to whether writing with the left hand is not writing, or whether it is a shinui, is relevant for the issue that we mentioned last time, the issue that comes up in Evan Ezra Simon Kufkaf Gimel. The Rama writes over there in Evan Ezra Kufkaf Gimel that you should, the sofer who writes a get, whenever you write a get, so the husband has to direct the sofer to write the get on his behalf. That's the halacha of writing a get. And the sofer, the Rambam writes, the sofer should write the get with his right hand, not with his left hand, but the way the Ramah phrases it is l'chatchila yichtov hasofer biyado hayimanis, v'imhu iter yad yichtov b'smolo. The Ramah writes l'chatchila you should do it. Comes along the Beis Shmuel, kufchav gimel sivkat and dalid. Beis Shmuel says, well, the Ramah sounds like b'diyavad. If you write with your left hand, it's going to be good. However, it seems to the Beis Shmuel himself that maybe even b'diyavad it would not be good. Maybe it's only going to be good b'makom igun. Hey, we mentioned this briefly last time. This issue is precisely our question. If the reason why ksiva b'smol is not called ksiva is like the Ritva says, it's a shinui. So we could say shinui is a p'tur only in Hilcha Shabbos. There's a requirement of Malachas Machsheves, no? Malachas Machsheves means that you have to do the work in like a very professional way. If I do it with a shinui, that's not called the work. That's not Malachas Machsheves. I'm going to be pater. So shinui is pater only in Shabbos. But it is ksiva le'ingin writing a get. It would be ksiva if you write a sefer Torah with the left hand. That would be a kosher sefer Torah. However, the Rambam's perspective is that you need sholik b'shteyod of b'shaveh, meaning ksiva b'smol, or writing with your left hand, is halachically not writing, like the Rambam writes in the Perish HaMishnah. If that's the case, maybe even b'di'evet, if I write a get with my left hand, it's not a good get. That's what should emerge from this discussion, and hold this, because we will come back to it in 5 minutes. So far, so good, ladies? The Ramah assumes, like the Ritva, that's a din in Shinui. Memela, it is going to be kosher by Yaget. Nachon? So first approach in the Gemara is that we're talking about Sholim B'Shteyodav, that's what you chayv if you write B'Smol. Second approach in the Gemara is Homani Reb Yossi, he who says, Lo chayv u'shtey osios elo mishum roshem. Aye, isn't the Sefer Reb Yossi? So how could the Reisha be Reb Yossi? And for the Gemara, they're both Reb Yossi. Now, who wants to explain this to me? Since Reb Yossi says Yechai Mishum Roshein, therefore Yechai B'Smol, like the wires are crossing. Does anyone want to try to explain this? Someone else has to explain it, I can't drink my Coca-Cola. It's very important. Hi, Adina.
This is in the Gemara, right?
I'm just saying the Gemara.
Okay. Maybe according to those who think that writing with your non-dominant hand isn't actually writing, you would be high for roshim, because roshim isn't really writing. It's like using your left hand is you wouldn't use it for writing, but Roshim is just making marks. So
okay, Roshim is making marks.
So therefore, if you would be chayav for your left hand, it would be that it's really only because you're chayav.
So writing with my left hand is not really writing, but if you hold that you're chayav on Roshim, you're chayav on non-writing types of things, so therefore you're also chayav for writing with the left hand. No? I mean, that's saying it in a very razzle-dazzle, fancy lundish sort of way. But I think we could say the same idea, just even more pashut. Rabbi Yossi holds that roshem am chayiv. Now, what's roshem? The pashtus is that roshem means I make a mark, no? Anyone who makes marks, you can make it with your right hand, with your left hand, right? A mark doesn't require any skill. So therefore, zok the Gemara, if Roshim is Chayiv, so you're Chayiv on unskilled markings, so you're also going to be Chayiv for Kosei B'Smol.
Even according to the Rambam.
So, wait. But the simple meaning of the Gemara is that this has nothing to do with Rambam, Ritva, Judaism, whatever it is. All this is saying is that I'm chayev for unskilled markings, therefore I'm chayev if I write b'smol. Good?
If you actually write
b'smol. If I actually...
Are you chayev roshem or
chayev? I'm chayev mishum
roshem. Right, not mishum
kosei. I'm not chayev mishum kosei, right, but according to Reb Yossi, there's an av malacha called roshem, and I'm chayev on that av malacha of roshem when I do it b'smol.
Okay.
Right? That is what the Gemara says. Now, the Rambam actually has a bigger problem with this Gemara than the rest of the world. And that's because we learned that according to the Rambam, even according to the Tana Kama, Roshem is Chayiv, just Roshem is a Tolda, not an Av. Nachon? As opposed to Rashi, who said that for the Tana Kama, Roshem is Aser Min D'Rabbanon, maybe? But for the Rambam, Roshem is Aser Min HaTorah, it's just it's a Tolda of the Malacha, it's not an Av. So if that's the case, how can the Gemara say that since, that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi only, Roshem is Chayiv, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv on Kosei B'Smol. But one second, for the Rambam, even according to the Tana Kama, Roshem is Chayiv, it's just it's a Tolda. So we should say that L'kuli Yama Yechayiv, if you're Kosei B'Smol, even for the Tana Kama, even if it's not Rabbi Yossi, I could be Chayiv if I'm Kosei B'Smol. This is the problem. Does anyone have a suggestion to solve this issue?
Can you just quickly cloud over the issue for a second?
Yes.
We're basically saying that the Rambam says that even Tanakama would be moda that you'd be chayiv yeshuv no shame.
But I'm chayiv as a told and not as an av.
And he's saying the Gemara that you only be chayiv yeshuv no shame according to Rabbi Yosi.
Correct.
What the Rambam do.
And that, what, how does the Rambam learn this Gemara? Is that problem, Sophia, you like the problem, you don't like the problem? See, there's no way to answer this question. Right?
Could have wrong.
Because the Rambam thinks you should never be chayiv for your...
For the Rambam, I should always be chayiv b'smol. Even according to the Tana Kama, I should be chayiv b'smol. Because for the Rambam, Roshem is Chayiv even according to the Tana Kama. And if I have a definition that whenever Roshem is Chayiv, I'm Chayiv b'smol, so therefore for the Rambam, right, I should always be Chayiv b'smol, even if I disagree with Rabbi Yossi, I should be Chayiv b'smol.
Meaning, why does the Gemara only say that Rabbi Yossi says you're Chayiv b'Roshem for small?
Nachon.
Yeah, but what you could come to that was saying, like, the Gemara earlier didn't say that the Tana Kama said you're chayiv for Kosev and Roshem only mentioned Kosev, even though they think you're chayiv for both.
Well, the Gemara doesn't, the Mishnah in the Gemara doesn't really say so explicitly what the Tana Kama would say about Roshem, but the Mishnah just says, Amar Reb Yossi, l'chayiv u'shtei osios elo mishem Roshem. And what does the Tana Kama say? I don't know. Right? I don't know. And Rashi and the Rambam disagree about that point. Right, that means that according to the Rambam, the Tana Kama also says is a chiyuv of Roshem. If the Tana Kama says is a chiyuv of Roshem, so how come the Gemara says that Smol is chayiv only according to Rabbi Yossi? Smol should be chayiv even according to the Tana Kama as a Tolda. Talia.
Could the Rambam read the Gemara as like even Rabbi Yossi would be Moda?
So, like, here's the thing. The fact that Rabbi Yossi is Moda is more Pashut
right.
than that the Tana Kama is Moda.
Well, then you're just saying we're only talking about Av Malachos? Like,
why? So, why would that be? Like, fundamentally, an Av and a Tolda, you know, from my perspective, in terms of what I get killed for doing, Av and Tolda is the same thing. That's really what I care about. I just don't want to die. Right? So, Av and Tolda is the same thing. What? So, what's going on here? So, I'd like to give two approaches here. It's not really connected to what we were saying before directly, but indirectly it will connect. First approach. It's inconceivable that a Tolda should be more chayiv than its av. Right? After all, a Tolda is a derivative act of the av. If the Av Melacha of Kosev is going to be putter when it's Bismol, so the Tolda also can't be Chayiv Bismol. Because it's not Shayach, but it's his Unmeglach. It's not reasonable, right? I'm trying to teach you more Yiddish words. It says, unmeglach, that a toldo could be more chayiv than the av. So if the av melacha is going to be pater bismol, so the toldo should also be pater bismol. That would mean as follows. According to Reb Yossi, that kos, that roshem is the av melacha, so therefore the av, I'm chayiv bismol, so I'm going to be chayiv bismol, and kosev bismol also. But according to the Tanna Kamma, that kosev is the av, and roshem is the tolda, I can't be chayiv bismol on the tolda. Because since the av, I'm not chayiv bismol, the tolda, I can't be chayiv bismol. How? What do you think of that? Does that sound good or not?
Mm-hmm.
You like it, okay?
I don't understand what you just said.
Like it. Right? You don't understand or you don't like it?
I don't think I like it.
You don't like it, okay? Tifarshi.
The way that this answer is going is basically saying, really, you should be high with small. But because it's a tolda,
I can't
then
be.
You're not chayiv bismol. So then that should just be a proof of the Rambam that it's not a tolda, that it's an av.
No, but the Rambam assumes it's a tolda.
Right, but why is he shouldn't be able to assume?
Are you saying that?
Saying the fact it can't be that the Rambam is miyashiv his issues with the Gemara by saying, well, we'll just say that it's not an issue because the you can't be more chayiv for a tolda than you are for an av. Instead, you should say, no, Rambam, this is a proof. That Roshim has to be an Av and not a Tolda.
Well, I mean, the Gemara says that Roshim is an Av, not a Tolda, right? And I'm Chayiv according to Reb Yossi, even Bismol, because Roshim is an Av. What the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is taking the facts that the Gemara lays out. The Rambam says, okay, so what do I do, Ledidan? The Gemara says that I'm Chayiv according to Reb Yossi. How come for the Tanakam I'm not Chayiv? So the Rambam would answer, well, I'm not chayiv for the Tanna Kamma. Whoa. Rambam would say, I'm not chayiv according to the Tanna Kamma because, right, because, listen, push comes to shove, it's only going to be a tolda, and if the av is going to be pater b'smol, the tolda also has to be pater b'smol.
But wouldn't it make more sense to just say, like I don't remember who, that we don't care about Roshim at all?
I mean, that's what Rashi learns.
Yes, Rashi. Right.
That I don't care. Again, that would be a simpler reading of the Gemara, but Me'eza Sibashahi, the Rambam doesn't learn like that. Right? Why the Rambam doesn't say that, I'm not sure, but he doesn't. So, working within the Rambam, how do I learn the Gemara? That's what we're trying to do.
Right. But I just think that the Rambam... learning the Gemara this way is having the Rambam learn the Gemara and then explain why his reading can fit instead of just learning the Gemara stuff.
Right. In other words, I think you're right. If I would just learn the Gemara on its own, I would never come to this Rambam's conclusion.
Obviously, like the Rambam's the Rambam, but then it would have to be that there would be some logical explanation.
Yeah, so the logical explanation for the Rambam is probably, like it often is, that the Rambam is drawing upon another source, maybe a Yerushalmi that we'll talk about, but that's already going afield for the time being. Just within the Rambam itself, within the Rambam himself, what we're trying to do is set up how the Rambam would learn the Gemara, and so far we have a suggestion. Elisheva.
Not suggestion,
it's
a question. Is it true, though, that for every tolda that you'd be chayv on for Shabbos, you'd be chayv for the av of that tolda?
I mean...
like, are you always... when you're chayv for a tolda on Shabbos, are you always chayv for the av?
I mean, every tolda is l'cha'ora, a derivative action of
right,
the av.
When you... this is assuming, though, then you'd be chayv for both. Every time, like you should be chayv. In every other case, aside from this one, that's why.
But again, in this case, I can't be chayv for both the av and the tolda of the same thing. But if I would do an av and a different tolda, then I'm chayv twice, right? I'm not sure if we're speaking the same language.
No, I'm just confused. You're saying according to this answer, like how could a tolda be more chayv than an av?
That's the premise.
But then, isn't that assuming that? if you do you're over on like the tolda, whatever it is, like let's say the tolda writing is roshin, right? So then you do roshin, so are you chayv also for?
If I do roshin, no, I'm only chayv. Again, that's machlokes hatanoyim. Bebli yezon the chachamim daf tzadi vav. Whether you chayv on tolda b'makom av or not, we assume that you're not chayv on tolda b'makom av.
So then why does it matter that? So then it always happens that you're chayv for
the. Now, but the point is, if I'm roshim, what am I in violation of? So Rambam says roshim is a violation of tolda of kosev. If roshim is a tolda of kosev and the av of kosev would be putter with the left hand, so then the tolda also has to be putter with the left hand. I mean, that's the basic idea. Now the problem over here is like this.
Sorry, could we go over this answer again? Because I don't understand.
Yes.
We're basically saying from the fact that, I mean, the Rambam says that the Tanakama even holds that roshim is usher versus the tolda, but because the Gemara doesn't say it, they don't think it's an av, so therefore we know you're not going to be, even you would be chayv theoretically, but since we didn't list it, now you're like not chayv because you wouldn't be more chayv on a tolda than av.
I'm getting.
Wait, I feel like you're missing the question with the answer.
Yeah. The question is.
The question, okay, how about I let one of you explain it to Micha? Because sometimes when I say the same thing, I say it again and again and again. If someone didn't chap it, so maybe someone else will use different words to explain it.
The way that I understood it. The question that we had was, the Rambam thinks that roshim is a tolda. So the Rambam thinks that roshim is a tolda.
But based
in
on
general,
the Tanakhama,
even the Tanakhama would think that roshim is a tolda.
No, so like you're high
for tolda.
Right. So if that's the case, though, right, if we hold that roshim, that you're chayav for roshim, and just that it's tolda, then you should also be chayav for your left hand, because we had said from Tervuosi that you're chayav for your left hand. So then, but how could he say that? Right, because he doesn't say that's the case.
No, then it should say that the Tanakhama also thinks.
Right, and then the Gemara says that according to Reb Yossi, I'm chayav on the left hand, since according to Reb Yossi, I'm chayav for roshim. Problem, according to the problem is that according to the Rambam, even the Tanakhama says I'm chayav for roshim. So therefore, even according to the Tanakhama, I should be chayav on the left hand.
But not serious. So the answer that we give is, well, since roshim is just a tolda, it can't be that you would be chayav for your left hand for roshim and not for kosev, which is the av.
And not for kosev with the left hand.
And because we don't say you're chayav for kosev, obviously not chayav for roshim.
But since I can't be chayav for kosev on the left hand, I also can't be chayav for roshim on the left hand.
And that's it. That's
now,
the
Tanakhama would. The Gemara says that only according to Rabbi Yossi am I chayiv on the left hand. According to the Tanakhama, I'm not. But one second, according to the Tanakhama, right, roshim is chayiv also. It's just a tolda. So how come I'm not chayiv with the left hand? Oh. Now, the issue over here is as follows. This answer, as somewhat complicated as it is hard to assume. You see, let's go. We're coming from a premise that a tolda cannot be chayiv in situations that the av is not chayiv. But if there's a technical reason why the av is putter, that technical reason does not have to apply to the tolda. Right? We're making a fundamental point that a tolda can't be more chayiv than an av. However, if the reason why the av is putter is because it's called a shinui, that's like a technical problem. So maybe for the tolda end, it's not a shinui. This lumdus that the tolda.
The Rambam doesn't think it's a shinui.
That's the answer.
But
we're
right now,
I totally missed that. Let's say it again. The question on this pshat is as follows. We're saying that the Gemara tells me that only according to Rabbi Yossi am I chayiv if I write with the left hand. Because Rabbi Yossi says, Roshem is the Av. We ask, but 1 second, even if Roshim is a told, I should be chayiv on the left hand. The answer is no, a tolda can't be more chayiv than the af. However, right, were the din of right versus left basically be a halacha of shinoi, so then we would not be able to say that you can't be chayiv on the left hand, right? Or we would not be able to say, oh, it's a tolda, so the tolda can't be more chayiv than the af. That just doesn't make sense. This svara only makes sense. This idea that the tolda can't be more chayiv than the av only makes sense if you assume that the difference between right and left is a fundamental difference rather than a technical difference based on what's a shinoi.
So
it only works within the Rambam. It would not work within our Ritva. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Adina, you're confused.
Yeah, I still, somewhere in there, I just got totally lost.
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay, should I try?
Huh?
Should I try to return the favor?
You want to try? Explain?
I can try.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is actually the way good chavrusas work, no? When one gets stuck, the other one explains. Okay, so let's try it.
Yeah, meaning if we were saying before, there's no way that you'd be chayiv for the tolda if you're not chayiv for the av, right? The question would exist. But then the question becomes, if the only reason you're not chayiv for the av is because of a technical reason, it's not a categorical or fundamental reason.
You're not
chayiv. You're not chayiv for the av because of the technical reason of shinoi. If it wasn't a shinoi, you'd theoretically be chayiv on the av because it's simple, right? So, no?
That's good.
Okay, right? So because you theoretically would be chayiv if it weren't for a technical reason, then maybe you should still be chayiv for the tolda. Why would there be a difference? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then the answer is that the Rambam doesn't think it's a shinoi. I mean, that's what Ritva lived. The Rambam doesn't think it's a fundamental difference. It's not a technical difference.
Eliana, how are you doing?
Okay.
Is this resonating with you? Are you in the confused camp or in the clear camp?
I think it makes sense, though. I'm confused why Roshim with your left hand, like, still isn't a shinoi. Like, even if we're in, or even, like, right, like, making a Roshim at all. Because, like, you can do it, but no, like, if I was making a mark, I would still do it with my right hand.
So, I'm not sure. I was thinking about that. I'm not sure. Like, it seems to me that if the mark requires no skill whatsoever, so why can I not do this? Right, left, right, left.
You could, but you probably wouldn't.
But it would be just as good. If it would be just as good, sometimes I'll do it just to speed the thing up. That's the way I understand it. But actually, this leads to the next answer that I want to give. Let's just review. We have one major question. The question is, the Gemara says that only according to Rabbi Yossi am I chayiv if I write with my left hand, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Roshem is the Av. We ask, but 1 second, according to the Rambam, even the Tanakhama says I'm chayiv for Roshem. If that's the case, I should be chayiv on the left hand also. Answer number two is that maybe the Rambam within the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi are using the word roshem to mean two different things. What's that called in English? There's like homonyms or something, right? Two words that are the same word, but they mean totally different things, right? When I speak about glasses, these are glasses, and the thing I drink from are glasses, no? Two different words. The word roshem, according to the Tana, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says that roshem, according to Rabbi Yossi, is just srita, just making a scratch. However, when the Rambam talks about roshem in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes, "Haroshem is told us kosevhu keitzad roshem reshamim vitzuros bekosel." The Rambam says that roshem means I make pictures. Kosev is letters. Roshem is pictures. How do they say it? A picture is worth a thousand words. A picture conveys a lot of meaning, also. No. The only thing is that a picture can't be kosev, because there's no letters. For the Rambam, when the Rambam says that according to the Tanakhama, Roshem is a tolda of kosev, the Rambam does not mean Roshem in the Reb Yossi sense. Reb Yossi, Roshem is a scratch. But the Rambam's Roshem is a tzura. It's a picture. And a picture is something that I can't do adroitly with my left hand the same as I do with my right hand. So the Gemara says, I'm chayiv b'smol according to Rabbi Yossi, that roshem is chayiv. Correct. But that's a different word roshem, a different type of roshem than the roshem that's a tolda according to the Rambam within the Tanna Kamma. The word roshem means two different things. I actually like this.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is a much less involved answer. And what do we call it? Pascal's wager, that if it's less involved, it's more likely to be true. Yeah.
So this is saying that because you can't draw a picture as well with your left hand, like going back on
for the Tanna Kamma.
So then, with your left hand, it's the same thing as writing, and you wouldn't be chayav roshein. Okay.
No. In other words, the Gemara, the word roshein means two different things. Eliana.
According to that, like,
Rabbi Yossi's
version of Roshem, would you be higher for that according to the
Tanna Kamma?
At all?
No. But the Chiddush over here is that what Rabbi Yossi calls Roshem, which is just making scratches, I'm not chayiv according to Tanna. That's not a tolda. When the Rambam says that Roshem is a tolda, the Rambam is speaking about a different type of Roshem. He's talking about pictures.
So then, like, they're not really, and the Rambam's not saying they're arguing about whether
it's an avar. Right, they're not really arguing. They're talking about two different things. Nachon. The Rambam and Rashi are not arguing. When Rashi says that roshem is nothing, yeah, scratchings are nothing. But when the Rambam says that roshem is a tolda, he's not talking about a regular scratch. He's talking about, right, how does he write it? A tsar, right?
But
someone who makes tsuros bakosel.
But then, according to the Rambam, the Tanna Kamma that it must mean that Rabbi Yossi is changing his view of roshem in the middle. Because you're saying in the beginning,
Rabbi Yossi,
like the Rambam says, the Tanna Kamma thinks like Rabbi Yossi that you're also chayav for roshem, but only as a tolda.
Yeah, so now we're changing that.
So we're saying they don't think it's.
But the Rambam is saying that according to the Tanna Kamma, I'm chayiv on roshem, but it's a different type of roshem. I'm chayiv on roshem of picture making.
But he brings that up here? Like, why would he bring that up here?
Well, again, the Rambam is a halacha sefer. The Rambam sequences. The Rambam is not a commentary on the Gemara. We just have to work backwards. Okay, let's go on for 2 minutes. The Yerushalmi. Any of you did the Yerushalmi?
Well, we did.
Nobody gets like taken to town by the Bir Halacha.
What? Oh, the Bir Halacha quotes Yerushalmi. That's like four different explanations of this Yerushalmi, which is kind of cool. Okay, so the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi begins by saying, remember, the Mishnah writes that if I make shtei simoniyos, or shtei samoniyos, and shtei samimoniyos, whatever the gersa is, I'm going to be chayiv. Zot the Yerushalmi, that is true only according to Rabbi Yossi. First point in Yerushalmi. Now, the Bir Halacha notes that obviously, the Yerushalmi is saying that Samanios is not the way Rashi learned Samanios in our Mishnah. For Rashi, Samanios is Samimanios. It is colors, dyes. In other words, Rashi is telling me that the Mishnah says I'm chayiv if I write with red ink or black ink. The Rashi, of course, jumps up and down and says, hey, dear Rashi, why are you telling me about red ink and black ink? Right? That's the next Mishnah that speaks about red ink and black ink. Rather, says the Rashba, right, the text in the Mishnah is simanios, not samamanios. And what we're talking about is if I make simanim. And he gives an example of simanim as being the backwards nuns in Vayihi ben Soah Ha'aron. Right? In the Gemara earlier in Shabbos and Kuf Tesvav says, later in Shabbos and Kuf Tesvav says, that there's really seven Sefer Torah. No? We usually think about the five books of Moses. There's really the seven books of Moses because there's 85 words in the middle, and by Hiben Soharon, those two backwards nuns, and what they do is, it's basically the equivalent of brackets or parentheses. It's setting this off. Right, so in the middle of Chumash Bamidbar, you have a whole other Chumash of 85 letters, right? Hiben Soha Aron. Says the Rashba B'Shem Reb Haigon, that when we talk about Samimmanios, or Simanios, that Archaev, we're talking about making symbols. And the symbol that we're talking about is a backwards nun. And that backwards nun is only Chayev according to Reb Yossi. Now this is already interesting. That means, according to the Tanakhama, I'm not chayiv on simanim. But this ends up being, in my opinion, somewhere in between what we were saying a minute ago. We were saying that, according to the Rambam, roshim, for the type of roshim that is chayiv, is a picture. A parentheses mark is a little, a siman is a little different than a picture, no? Does a parentheses mark have any intrinsic meaning?
Well, I guess we give it meaning.
What?
We give it meaning.
We give it meaning because if it's in context of ksav. Parentheses on their own are meaningless. Parentheses, when they set some writing off from other writing, then the parentheses are meaningful. Nachon? However, the simaniyot, the way Rav Haigon says them, which are these parentheses or the backwards nuns, is more meaningful than just a scratch, than a srita, no? And only for Reb Yossi am I chayiv on that. So what I would argue is that the word roshem now has three different meanings, no? There's roshem in the classical Reb Yossi sense, which is only a srita, just a scratch. You could do that right hand, left hand, doesn't matter. There's roshem in the sense of simanios, which is making some sort of mark that can convey meaning in the context of something else, like a parenthesis. So that, the Yerushalmi says, is only according to Reb Yossi. Although one could argue that maybe that does require a certain degree of... Does that require dexterity to make that? I'm not sure. Do you need dexterity to make a parentheses or a backwards nun? I'm just arguing that the simaniyot, which Rev Haigon says are backwards nuns, and the Yerushalmi says is only chayiv according to Reb Yossi, it's somewhere in between a srita and a picture. So I have four levels. I have letters, pictures, parentheses, scratches. So far, so good? Oh. Now let's just talk very briefly, because the beer... I wanted to speak about the beer halacha very quickly, and we have like 3 minutes, so I want to talk about the beer halacha. If you remember, the Or Zarua is quoted in the Rambam. That the Or Zarua said that the only language that I'm chayiv for writing in is Ksav Ashuris, is Hebrew in the official Hebrew language font, which is Ksav Ashuris. That's the only thing I'm chayiv for. And the Ramah therefore writes that the halacha that I'm allowed to do Amir al-Nachri to purchase a house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, that's talking about a Shvus to Shvus. I tell the guy to write in some language other than Ksav Ashuris. Right? That's what the Rambam says in Shin Vav Sif Yud Aleph.
Or Greek.
Or Greek. Right? Ksav Ashuris or Greek, but presumably who's going to write Greek? Come on. So it's got to be Ksav Ashuris. Now, the Bir Halacha writes at length to say, you know what? No one really assumes this way, la Halacha. The proof of the Or Zarua that I'm only chayiv on Hebrew and Greek is from that Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that mahu b'chol lashon afilo aleph alpha, and that's the way we have the Yerushalmi. the Arizarua has an extra text, Beis Beta. Says the Arizarua, that means Alpha Beta. That means Greek. Aleph Alpha, Hebrew Greek. Beis Beta. Right? Hebrew Greek. By the way, one of the earliest word processors that had Hebrew is called Alpha Beta. No one knew how to use it besides Rabbi Rosenzweig. And once he would write stuff in that word processor, no one could decipher it because it didn't work with any other program. It was absolutely awful to try to put his articles together. But I'm just bemoaning my youth. Okay, now, the basic idea is that according to the Or Zeruah, I'm only chayiv in Hebrew and Greek. Comes along the Bir Halach, he says none of the Rishonim hold that way. What does Yerushalmi mean when it says Aleph Alpha? So the Bir Halacha has three suggestions as to what Yerushalmi means. One suggestion is that the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi is I have a word written in Hebrew, Aleph Lamed Fei, and then you add one Aleph. Beis Yud Saf, you add another Aleph. So you change Aleph to Alpha, Beis to Beta. And the Chiddush is that I'm Chayiv, even though I'm writing two letters that have no kesher to each other, still, I'm going to be chayiv because since each letter is significant in that it transforms a word from Hebrew to Greek, I'm chayiv. That's one suggestion in the Bir Halacha. Second suggestion in the Bir Halacha is he quotes from the Rabbeinu Yerucham that maybe the Chiddush Yerushalmi is I'm chayiv for Aleph Alpha, meaning I'm chayiv if I write one letter in Hebrew, one letter in Greek. Right? That I can mix and match languages to be chayiv on Shabbos, no? Like someone is really trying hard to like be chayiv misa, right? So you write one letter in Hebrew, one letter in Greek, and be chayiv aleph alpha. The third explanation of this Yerushalmi, which the Bir Halacha says I don't like at all, but is going to be relevant for the next year we give, is that maybe what the Yerushalmi means, it says I'm chayiv aleph alpha, is I'm chayiv if I write two alephs, aleph aleph. I'm chayiv on kosei for that. That seems to be a Rashi in our Mishnah, but it seems to be against our Gemara, and that's going to be the next year that we give. If I write Aleph Aleph on the piece of paper on Shabbos, I'm Chayiv Misa. That's considered two osios. Even though, right, that is highly debatable. Okay, Chevra, we should have a good night, a good Shabbos, do Judaism well.